Welcome to the Harborcast. We're back. It's been a while. Things have been happening. It's been hard to get to you guys, but we are back. Still season two, but it's a Christmas season now. Danny, we got this new mode going on because this will be going up on the old YouTubes. Also, we're obviously going to be on Spotify and iTunes as well, wherever you listen to your podcast. But, you know, we're trying to build an audience and trying to create more ways, again, for you guys to be involved and hear our voice and see our wonderfully beautiful faces. That wonderfully beautiful, I speak for a living, our good-looking faces. Guys, welcome. We're glad to be back. Danny, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it's cold.
Trying to stay warm.
It's cold. It hasn't been that cold in a while. Knox has got this new cute thing he does. He goes, it's cold. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
I'm with him. It's cold.
And he's, like, become super practical in the sense, like, he never really wants to wear a hat. But when it's cold, he's wearing a hat.
Oh, yeah.
And
it used to be me. I didn't like wearing hats. Now I'm going to start wearing them.
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Drinking my coffee. I'm just going to give a free shameless plug. Hope Coffee. This new coffee shop's open in Sunnyvale. It's really nice. Great outdoor seating. I mean, it just opened. We serve Hope here at the church. And so if you're looking for a place to go study, read, hang out, take a date, not take a date, hang out with friends, just do whatever. That's a pretty cool place. I don't know if dating's frowned upon during pandemic. I'm married, so we don't date anymore. Anyways, hey, we are glad to be back. And again, it's just been a little bit of delay, and I'm having someone call me. And let's just pause this real quick, and we'll be right back. And we're back. Hey, sorry about that. That was an important phone call for summer camp, so I will be delighted to give you that news later.
Yep.
So it worked out, all right? So if we have camp, which all things point to that we will be having camp. Whoop, whoop.
Yep.
That was a good phone call to have. And so, all right. Anyway, so it's Christmas season. We're back. We've been busy. We talked about that. You guys know that. You guys have been busy. But my question is, Danny, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great, man. Put on some pounds, you know. Eat your favorites. You know, I'm more of a side person. I'm not a turkey person. So the people that eat turkey, man, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm not a turkey person. No, I'm a ham.
Then what are... Oh, you're ham.
Yeah, I'm ham.
I get it.
Turkey's dry to me, man. It's just dry.
Because you're a ham.
Huh?
That's a lot of jokes in there, you know. Yeah, a lot of jokes. A lot of jokes in there.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Yeah, applause there.
Great Thanksgiving, though. Great Thanksgiving. Had a lot of fun. Only my immediate household. No traveling, nothing. Stayed at home. Watched the Sorry Cowboy game, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's sounds like a tradition unlike any other. Cowboys.
Heartbreaking. You're used to it by now.
Yeah,
lost the past like 3 or 4 years, so I'm pretty used to it.
Yep, that's what they do. They get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. We did travel. We went to Cassie's parents, which they've been down here basically every week. Because when you have 3 kids under 2 or 2 and under, you need all the help you can get. And so they're here all the time. And so we had a family that's basically everybody's had COVID except for, well, I haven't been tested, but the kids, Cassie and both her parents. So we just felt like it was okay for us to do that. So we had a good time. Got a ride out on the farm on the four-wheeler, hang out, do those country things. And so it was a good time. But how do you – my question is, do you think Thanksgiving just gets skipped over?
Yeah, it's always been like that. And it's starting to become even more like we're just going to get rid of it because, mm-hmm. really, Black Friday, if it was a regular world, would have started on Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
Walmart would have opened up at, what, 7 o'clock, Target, same thing. To where it's like you can't even enjoy the full day of Thanksgiving. I know the past 2 or 3 years, I mean, for me, my family was like, hey, look, you know, we're eating at, you know, 12, 1 o'clock, and we're leaving at 5 to go get in line at Walmart. And I'm like, well, today's still Thanksgiving. You know, Black Friday should be Black Friday. So
right.
Of course, I don't do Black Friday shopping. I'm more of a Cyber Monday type dude because I don't like lines and crowds and things of that nature. But
well, this was a good Black Friday for you because there were no lines and crowds. No. Well, there were a few, but not a whole lot.
Right.
It felt like they started Black Friday on Monday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Really, like all of this stuff. It's pretty crazy. I just feel like it's a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, this is just the mark of... you just have to step over this to get to Christmas.
Right, right.
And you know, and with culture today, you know, they're like, oh, we got to cancel Thanksgiving because, you know, really what happened.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. Hey, I know I don't look it, but I am a card-carrying Native American.
Right.
And I think we could still celebrate Thanksgiving with some wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, but... it's a good time of reflection and rest. That's what I like about Thanksgiving, because it's just what's eat and sleep.
Yeah.
But I don't sleep.
So. And this year, I think it was more along the lines of, for me and what I've been telling people, this year, this Thanksgiving, it just hits different because of what we're going through as a nation. You know, you got a lot to be thankful for when you're going through shutdowns, you're going through people losing their jobs, losing their homes, people getting sick, people passing away. It makes you just sit back and say, man, you know, I've made it through all of this. This is something to be thankful for. I think it's a great setup for Christmas because, of course, we're thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. But this year, I mean, holidays just hit different because, I mean, we have all lived through something. We got something to be thankful for, whether it's your home, your health, your peace of mind, something. So it just hits different this year.
Yeah, we had a lot to look forward to for Thanksgiving. Like, we were trying to buy a house, and it keeps getting delayed. And so it actually made things even a little more or less stressful because we would have been packing, you know, it would have been a nightmare. Right. But I do appreciate Thanksgiving. I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. We definitely ate a lot of food that week, the weekend, and spent some money, bought some shoes. Mm. I want to officially announce my retirement from the shoe game. Not saying I won't ever... Like, you know, when someone retires from the NBA, it doesn't mean they're never going to play basketball again.
Right.
Like, they're still going to play basketball. They're just not going to play professional basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm never going to buy shoes again because, one, that's impossible.
True.
I will always buy shoes. What I'm saying is I'm not going to live and die by the sneakers app anymore. All right. Or any of those releases.
Right.
But
right,
I was able to get two. I was able to get two releases this week.
Good.
And then, you know, then they announced some other cool shoes coming out that I really wanted, and I just given up on getting Kobe's or anything like that.
Oh yeah, it's
not even though I actually love Kobe's, I just gave up. And so, I just want you guys to know, date it, mark it right now. Blake's announced his retirement. If I'm coming out of retirement, I will make sure to hold a press conference for you guys. All right. Well, now we're in the new season. We've come through the Thanksgiving season, or for some of you guys, the pregame for Christmas. And we are in the Advent season, all right? And so for some of you guys, I know whenever I was growing up, I didn't get that word Advent thrown around a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a pretty traditional Southern Baptist church. And I mean traditional, not like the choir robes you know, drinking the Lord's Supper from a cup, like all together, that type of tradition. I'm talking like white Southern Baptist traditional, which basically means just show up. I mean, and I say that with all love and kindness because I love the church I grew up in, and I love my pastor there and my youth pastor. But we just didn't talk about Advent. Or, this is a very real possibility, I just don't remember.
Yeah,
it's a very real possibility. I may have been a jackwagon and not listening. But so we're in the Advent season. So what does Advent mean? All right, so I'm going to read you guys a straight-up Holman dictionary, Bible dictionary definition. All right, Advent is a word with Latin roots, meaning coming. All right, so Christians of earlier generations spoke of the advent of our Lord and of his second advent. The first phrase refers to God's becoming incarnate and Jesus of Nazareth. The latter phrase speaks of Jesus' second coming. In a second sense, Advent designates a period before Christmas when Christians prepare for the celebration of Jesus' birth. This practice may have begun in some churches as early as the late 4th century. Advent began as a time of fasting. Sermons focused on the wonder of the incarnation. And by the Middle Ages, four Sundays had become the standard length of the Advent season since that time. All right, so there is the definition according to the Holman Bible. Since then, Advent has been considered to be the beginning of the church year. So, the church calendar. Now, we practice that here at Fellowship, not really in the sense of like church year calendar, but we do have an Advent devotional, or just a Christmas devotional. I do like the word Advent a lot, though, because of what it means in the sense of anticipating or expecting the coming celebration, and then the expecting and anticipation of Jesus' second coming. And so, Danny, how can we make this Advent a good Advent for us?
I think it's a sense of hope. I was looking up 10 ways that you could, I guess, celebrate Advent, you mm-hmm. know, how we can look towards it. You know, of course, attending Advent services, you know, adding some different types of music in right about during this time. You know, set up a nativity scene. I mean, it seems so young and sophomoric, but a nativity scene is literally what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about, you know, three wise men, you know, all the animals, Mary, Joseph, a baby Jesus is talking about his coming into this world. I mean, his entry into what we need. And I think at this time, we're all ready for the second coming of him, because it's like, hey, man, come get mm-hmm. us up out of here, man, because it's getting kind of crazy.
Everybody.
Yeah, just, hey, let's just go on and just end it all. I mean, 2020 has already been crazy enough. Let's just go on and end it with a bang. Come and get us all back. Maybe that's what he's doing maybe this year. Maybe. December 25th, you know, we're getting ready to open up the Christmas present. He just opens up the sky. Greatest Christmas present ever.
It's Danny with his end of the world revelation there. Let's start a new one. Boy, be on Facebook. People's grandparents sharing it. Oh, Jesus, man. Coming back on December 25th.
Right. 12/25.
12/25/20.
Right.
The numbers conspire. Yes. Trump. The Trump will sound. He will not. I'm not going there. We're not going there. But but yeah, those are some ways. What else? I interrupted you.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty much all. I mean, just encouraging, you know, thankfulness during this time, of course. And, of course, you can't celebrate without, you know, family and friends. So those are the closest to you, mm-hmm. you know, bringing those in close. And, of course, what all brings us together all the time is food, man. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You got to have your good holiday foods. You know, we'll get to that later on, probably in the podcast later on today. But, you know,
and
good
holiday food. And gifts. People giving you stuff.
Gifts and things of that nature. So that's kind of what I look at.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I was doing a dramatic delay there. No, I think you're right on there. I think some things, obviously, the typical Sunday school answer is, you know, reading the word with anticipation and expectation for the season, going through an Advent study, a daily read. Like, you guys have apps on your phone. Everybody, you either have a smartphone or you don't have a phone at this point.
Right.
And so there's an opportunity for you to have a daily listening, like a 5-minute. There are little 5-minute podcasts of an Advent devotional. Now, are some of those good? No, some of those are garbage, hot garbage.
Right.
Hit me up if you want some help. But like the Bible app has some. You know, you can work through ESV readings. He reads truth. She reads truth. Mm-hmm. Those are really, really good ones. And then there are plenty of written things. And so, like I said, we have one here at the church. I wrote Thursdays. So if you like Thursdays, let me know. Holler at your boy. But, yeah, those are some things. I think practicing a calendar, working each day to constantly, like, realign your perspective or renew your mind and your heart back to what we're looking forward to. I know a lot of us are looking forward to potential an Xbox X or some Yeezys or those Jordan 11 Jubilees sitting underneath the Christmas tree, or, you know, a car or whatever, you know. We romanticize Christmas to, like, oh, this is going to be the moment that I have the perfect relationship and we're going to be under the Christmas lights and It's just everything. It's snowflakes are gonna fall. Well, hold up. Mm-hmm. One, we live in Forney, Texas. It's not. It ain't gonna snow. It's gonna sleet on your head.
Right.
Second, we're in a pandemic. Don't you dare be making out with someone that you just met. Okay. Yeah. Or you don't know where they've been. All right. We don't need you getting COVID.
Right.
So those are all things that you can do. I feel like that will help you have a good Advent season. And I think a big deal is understanding like, Advent. And Christmas is not pointing to a perfect life.
Correct.
It's pointing to the perfect life of Jesus.
Right.
And what he did and that it endured suffering. And so, man, you can have a hard Christmas season, like with suffering or hardships, but still have a good Advent season spiritually and in worship because of what Jesus has done. Because he came... and was born humbly,
yeah.
Cradle, cross, and grave, all those things, you can still have a good Advent season while having a quote-unquote bad season. Mm-hmm. And so I hope we can look at that as like, man, even though we may not be having the Christmas we want, we may not be getting the things that we want, we may not get to be with the people we want to be with, and things just may be hard, that does not mean that we cannot have a good Christmas season. And so... I just hope we can remind ourselves of that, man. Like, hopefully the pandemic can actually, there's just so much opportunity in this to learn and to be thankful and to realign and reset and recalibrate, you know, as we use that theme in the summer, of who we are and who Jesus is and what he has done for us and how much better that is. And that is the idea of the Advent. We are looking forward to the coming of the King who's going to establish a new kingdom, a new heavens, and a new earth that will no longer have COVID-19, 25,
right.
SARS, cancer, you know, all that sickness, all that disease, no longer have murder, no longer will have racism, no longer will have hate, it will no longer have those things. We'll no longer have elections because we will be under one king,
yep.
And him being Jesus. Like, those are the things we look forward to coming. And so that's good news. So hopefully, guys, we can do that. That's the purpose of Advent, is to point us to Jesus, to have us long for Jesus, to have us hope for Jesus through all things, and then have us praise him for his faithfulness, for his obedience, and for his life. And so... Man, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. Slow fade. And I just ruined the slow fade by narrating it the entire time. Hey, we're on to a new section of the podcast today. And we're talking, it's Christmas. And so each of the next 3 weeks, we're going to ask some Christmas questions. And so today, the question is, what is your favorite Christmas time tradition that you have? Danny, I'll let you start it off.
I don't really have one. I guess it would probably be decorating the tree, pulling out all the decorations.
Just wait.
I guess that's what it could be. Or possibly eating my grandmother's Christmas cookies. She makes Christmas cookies from scratch, and I mean, they are thebomb.com. That's probably... the only Christmas tradition. Like, I don't go and look at lights or anything like that. I did last year for the first time. I went to the Gaylord Texan Ice.
Yeah.
That was cool. Pretty cool. I do want to go back to that again this year, if indeed it's safe.
Yeah.
With you sharing coats, of course, walking into,
right.
What, 20 degrees. I don't think that's kind of, you know.
Can you bring your own coat?
Well, yeah, you can, but they make you wear one of theirs. Because it's so cold in there. You know,
I was kind of wearing like a ski suit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. Ski suit or something like that. But in my opinion, that's about it. Those are my three, I guess. Christmas shopping, too. You know,
yeah, spending money.
Yeah.
Spending money is a tradition unlike any other. That's already noted on this podcast.
Right.
and I think for... I grew up in a family with a mother who loved decorating for Christmas, or really anything. To be completely honest, Halloween's really the big one for her. But Christmas time, and so I just got to this little bah humbug state in my life. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that I come out of that with some, now that I have my own kids, we have our own traditions. But like one of my favorite things to do is to go look at lights, you know. In years past, I've taken our student groups to look at lights throughout different places. Growing up in Oklahoma, we have this place called Festival Lights in Chickasha. Mm. And it's just like a massive Christmas display. And so you wait in line like for 2 hours to drive through it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we just like park and go run through it because it's in a park. So it's really cool. Mm. But yeah, Christmas lights, man. So we took Knox. There's this house here in Forney that does like a 2.5 hour Christmas show. It's really pretty impressive in Winter Circle. So if you're looking to do something, that's pretty fun. And we're looking to do a couple other Christmas light shows. I know Athens has some. You know, they did do some stuff at like Globe Life.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having football playoffs there, so I don't think that. Dallas Zoo's having Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So we want to do some of those type of things. I'd like to go to the old Arboretum and see what it looks like. But yeah, I'm a big Christmas lights person. And then hopefully when we get in our new house, I'll decorate that sucker up with Christmas lights. Now, decorating Christmas lights is super frustrating because lights are expensive, and when they go out, it infuriates you. And just some work. It's literal hard work. And so, yeah, those are my favorite Christmas traditions probably is, Christmas lights, family. I like to go see family. This year we are going to Broken Bow.
Oh,
and getting
fun.
A cabin with our families. So, and it's only for 2 days.
That's all you need sometimes.
Yeah, I think that'll be enough for all of us because it's going to be all the grandkids, and my parents and Cassie's parents. So, but it's a bomb cabin, and I'm excited about that. Get some outdoor time, and so those are some fun things. So here's one that everybody should have an answer to, unless you don't like this. And this is, what are your top five Christmas movies?
Gotcha.
Now, this was hard because my mind went blank because there's so many Christmas movies, and I've been watching Christmas movies the past couple nights, like the past couple weeks. And so, after playing some Star Wars Squad Runs, which I'm slowly getting better at, if you want to come at me, if you have it. It was like $15 on Black Friday. But I'll go first on this one, Danny.
That'll work.
Okay, so I said top five. I'm going to name my honorable mentions.
Okay.
And these probably are actually higher ranked according to the experts. But Charlie Brown Christmas. I love Charlie Brown Christmas. We got some Charlie Brown shoes, some Vans. Meet Me in St. Louis. That's underrated, old school Christmas movie. From a time, I'm not going to say way simpler, but this is an earlier time. White Christmas, another traditional one. And then here come my top five. Number five, The Christmas Story. All right, Christmas Story is great. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. It'll be on for 24 hours on Christmas Day. So just get ready if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, you're literally living in the backwoods with no electricity because it's on all the time. Next is Home Alone. I combine these one and two.
Got it.
All right.
Home Alone.
There's even the debate to me if it is a Christmas movie, because if Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, then maybe Home Alone's not a Christmas movie.
Right.
But we're going off the, it's a Christmas movie. Then my number three, and this is not really ranking, like, this is just a favorite. I love Christmas with the Cranks. I just think it's hilarious. Number two, Elf.
Yeah,
and, this is a generational thing. My movies I like are based off of quotability. And Elf has one of the greatest ones is Son of a Nutcracker.
Yep.
Like, it's just a anything you can replace curse words with and make a new curse word. As a student pastor or anybody in ministry, it's just fun. And then the last but not least, because it's number one, is Christmas Vacation for me. That's just everything about it says Christmas. It's fun. It's dumb. It may be a little wrong in some areas, but it's just fun. I enjoy Chevy Chase a lot, and just 80 movies are some of my favorites. And so those are my top five with three honorable mentions. What are yours, Danny?
I got two honorable mentions. All of mine are just straight comedies, of course. For me, honorable mention, we talked about this one before, and it's The Preacher's Wife, Denzel Washington, yeah. Whitney Houston. Awesome movie. I think Denzel Washington is Dudley. He's like this magical angel that comes around, and they're in a church, and they're having Christmas, you know, rehearsal, and the boiler goes out. It's just crazy stuff. Good movie, though. Good singing in it. And then, of course, my other honorable mention is, of course, Home Alone 1 and 2. Can't go wrong with Home Alone. My mom is the one that put me on Home Alone. So to crack my top five, number five, hilarious movie. I can watch it every day, but it's even funnier during Christmas time, and that's Friday After Next. Ice Cube, Mike Epps, Cat Williams, Terry Crews. Dude, the movie is hilarious to me. It's Christmas time.
We cannot recommend you watching that
movie. Now, I'm not recommending you watch any of these. Do not, okay? I'm just saying it's just a funny movie to me, okay? The next one after that is The Perfect Holiday, okay?
Okay.
That's Charlie Murphy, Gabrielle Union, Cat Williams again.
Charlie Murphy.
Hilarious. Rest in peace to him. But I don't know who told Eddie Murphy or Charlie Murphy got rich so that they could sing. And Charlie Murphy is in this movie trying to be a Christmas-like singer. He's trying to record a Christmas album.
That's funny.
Hilarious. Morris Chestnut's in that one, too. Real good one. Number three, Best Man Holiday. Love that one. Really a homely Christmas movie. You got Morris Chestnut there. I mean, that's loaded with stars. I mean, Regina Hall, Taye Diggs, Sanaa Lathan, all those people in there. Really good as far as, you know, someone celebrating their last Christmas with their family. Really sad movie at the end because, I mean, I cry every time I watch it. That's one of the tearjerkers for me. But just showing how close family should be. Number two, this is a fairly new movie, but Almost Christmas. With Monique, DC Young Fly, Danny Glover, oh man, JB Smoove. Really just a comedy movie of, you know, Almost Christmas. Another movie that talks about a family, their first time being together after the matriarch of the family, which is the mother, passes away. So everyone has their own issues, their own problems. They all come together, though, just to celebrate together, which is a good movie to me. Number one all-time favorite for me, This Christmas, with Loretta Devine, Chris Brown, Idris Elba. I mean, it's a good movie to me. Columbus Short. I'm telling you now, do not go and look at any of these movies unless you have like parental guidance. But definitely those are my Christmas movies because, especially This Christmas, it's hilarious in its own way. It goes through, of course, the ups and downs of Christmas in any type of family. But those are my top five. I can really watch This Christmas any time of the year because it's hilarious. But those are my really top five plus my two honorable mentions.
Our Christmas movies are vastly different. Did you notice that?
Very different. And I didn't say any Tyler Perry. Any Tyler Perry stuff. So no.
Does he even have a Christmas movie?
He does, and it's horrible.
Is it a Madea?
Yeah, a Madea Christmas. The stage play is really good. Okay, the Madea Christmas stage play is very, very good. Mm-hmm. But the movie, I'll be honest with you, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never seen it from beginning to end. That's one movie that I did not watch from him because it just didn't pique my interest. Mm-hmm. So,
I never booked Friday After Next as a Christmas movie.
I did because it was during the Christmas time, you know.
No, but than Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And Die Hard 2.
Yeah, Die Hard to me is a
but
Christmas movie.
But just because it happens during Christmas doesn't mean that it's a Christmas movie.
Hey, when you start off a song, when you start off a movie with a Christmas carol, I believe it's a Christmas movie.
Oh.
And when you end it with a Christmas carol, it's a Christmas movie. If it's
then Harry Potter, there's Harry Potter movies or Christmas movies.
If it's based around the time period of Christmas and they're having Christmas parties and stuff like that, it's Christmas to me.
That's the Danny Kirk.
Yeah,
definition.
That's my philosophy. As far
some
as
debate
movie.
If there's actually if such thing as Christmas movies. It's just like a genre. It's not a genre. It's just a. It's a theme.
Yeah, it's a theme.
Not
or
an
a
actual
time
like
yeah.
action. You know, like have action dramas, romances,
right.
comedies. There's no like Chris. It's just a genre that. So you either have a comedy that's Christmas, or an action movie that's Christmas. Yeah. I need to watch the one with Idris Elba. I like him.
Which one? This Christmas?
Yeah, you're number one.
Man, that is like, oh, man.
Nobody said The Grinch.
I've never been a fan of The Grinch. I don't know why.
What, have you seen the animated one?
I have.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Man, This Christmas came out in 2007. You've never seen it? The movie's 13 years old.
No. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah, go and watch that one. Idris Elba is a...
It's probably on Netflix, I think.
It is. On Netflix, and he's a saxophonist in that movie. So, pretty
see,
cool.
But then there's a lot of movies we can make Christmas movies by your definition.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Like the last four Harry Potter movies all happened during Christmas, basically.
Yeah, I don't watch Harry Potter or books, so.
What else? I'm
trying to think of some other movies that happened.
There's a couple Bond movies that have happened during Christmas, I believe. But, yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Well, that's a list. Don't watch any of Danny's movies.
Don't. Unless you are over the age of...
I had no idea what he was going to say in Friday After Next.
Yeah, that one was... Hey, that's just one of my, like... It's really an honorable mention.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
That's
the number
first,
one
for the first
Friday.
One.
Yeah, that's
don't,
the first
don't
one.
Watch that one.
Don't Definitely don't watch
don't
that
watch
one.
Don't watch that one. Generational things, guys.
Yeah.
There are worse things on the internet than the Friday movies, trust
right.
me.
So, neither one of us said The Wiz, which is crazy.
The what?
The Wiz.
What's that?
It's like from the 70s.
I don't know.
Like The Wizard of Oz, like that.
What? No, it's not. But that's not Christmas.
The Wiz is it's a Christmas movie, 1978.
I've never watched it.
Me either.
I don't even know. I need to watch those Christmas Chronicles. Oh, there is one that I started... on Netflix called Jingle Jangle.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
It's started out really good. Cassie wanted to watch it, but she's falling asleep, so we had to turn it off.
I have not seen it yet. That's
but
on
it's
my list.
It's good, man. It's got some good music. Feels very much like it's like a musical.
Yeah.
And so kind of has Hamilton kind of feel.
Yeah.
Like
that's what everyone's
like urban hip hop. And I like that. Yeah, I didn't say the Muppet Christmas Carol, and I really like the Muppet Christmas Carol. But I didn't say it because it just didn't make my top five. All right. And here comes to our last section. We're going to be out. What are you reading right now, Danny? Are you reading anything other than your DMs?
Man, I am reading, I've had the book for a long time, it's been on the shelf, but I am reading T.D. Jakes' Crushing. He wrote this book probably at the beginning of this year, or it was last year, I believe. I've really just gotten into
Or did somebody ghostwrite it?
I don't know, who knows?
I was kidding.
He starts off the book really well, talking about, of course, his daughter being pregnant at, I think, 15 or 16 years old. So he talks about how that was a crushing time in his life because he's on the upswing as being a bishop and mm-hmm. things of that nature. And it talks about how being crushed in life doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. You know, if you think about a lot of things in life have to be crushed before they become magnificent things. So that's one thing that I am reading right now. It's one of my top, you know, tops right now that I'm reading. I'm always reading John Maxwell books as far as for leadership, things of that nature. But other than that, that's pretty much the only thing I'm reading right now.
Cool. I am reading, I never read one book. That's why I hardly ever finish any books.
Yep, reading
you know, But I talked about this on the live the other day. I'm reading Love Came Down at Christmas. It's a daily advent by Sinclair B. Ferguson. I think it's right here. It's a beautiful book. I'm reading Uncommon Ground. It's a Tim Keller. It's actually got a ton of authors on it. But it's about living faithfully in a world of difference. So how to handle that. And it's got a lot of different perspectives of people growing up as believers from different backgrounds. And so being like Reformed, being Korean, being African-American, you know, all those type of things. And then the one that I'm probably close to finishing and will ultimately read again soon is Gentle and Lowly by Dane Ortlund. This book, this book is the book of the year for me for 2020. It's about the heart of Christ for sinners and sufferers. And so it's talking about how Jesus talks about coming to and being with the gentle and lowly. And so it's not a book that condemns, but it's a book that encourages Christians and believers, if they are sinning, if they are falling, if they've fallen short, to still find hope in Jesus. And man, it's been like the most encouraging book. And it's not like a heavy theology, like manuscript or education book. No, it's a book meant for, you know, a 14-year-old believer in Jesus and a 90-year-old believer in Jesus who has messed up, who has fallen, who has done these things, who needs to be reminded of what Jesus did for them. And so it's been a lifesaver this year. And so I'm about halfway, a little over halfway through it. It's short chapters, but man, that's a good read. So I would encourage you, man, if you can get it, get it. It's hard to get because it sold they sold a lot of copies, but man, it's a great book. And so those are what I'm reading right now. So I hope you guys can be encouraged to check out some of these books. If you want to know more of what we're reading, or if you want Danny to give you a list of books he's read and he recommends, hit us up. You know, we're here. And so again, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Look for a new podcast to drop next week. Again, subscribe, hit the likes, rate us on Spotify and iTunes. We're on YouTube right now. And so hit like, share, subscribe, do all those type of things that you want to do. We hope we have been a little bit of light to you today. And we hope we get to see you soon. And have a great time. Thanks for joining the pod.
Have a good one.